going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is draft week, weekend coming up here. All these rumors, we've been talking about them today. They're swirling all around with the Browns and what's going to happen with the draft this weekend. Plus Cavaliers outstanding last night, running the series up to 2-0. Well, I should say it was outstanding for 75% of the game. The Cavaliers making a run at the NBA title, and they're up 2-0 on Miami. So you don't want to miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. You can always stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. Dan Menigan is in for Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. It is a neurotic day. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Anxiety day as we wait to see what the Browns do at number two. And now some little bit of rumors popping out here and left. Daryl Ryder just joined us. If you missed any of that, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check it out on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. What do you have for us, Dan?
All right, courtesy of our buddy Jordan Schultz, working for Fox Sports now as an NFL insider. I got a pair of rumblings involving the Browns here. So,
okay, so here's do we have some kind of like dramatic like sounder or something we can like alert people? Alert, alert, alert. It's better than rhythmic chanting, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know if I have like a thunder.
Like a gong or something? I don't know.
Do I have a thunder crack? That would work.
It's your big board in front of you there. You got all those toys.
Yeah, well, none of them are really built for this kind of... Okay, let's get to the news and we'll worry about the rest of it.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
There
what kind
go.
Of news do you have?
So a pair of news for that. So this is Jordan Schultz, yep. Fox Sports NFL. Okay. Two Browns players believed to be available via trade entering the draft per sources. Mm-hmm. Cornerback Greg Newsome and defensive end Obo Okoronkwo. We had heard Newsome before. Obo Okoronkwo, a new one there. So those two seeming to be available for draft picks around the draft. Another piece of news as well, courtesy of Jordan Schultz. While still considered a long shot, multiple teams have contacted the Browns and Giants about the possibility of moving up to 2 and 3 overall. Sources tell NFL on Fox, my understanding is that Cleveland has been listening and the calls have been legitimate, not just routine check-ins.
Speaking of phone calls, I don't know if you caught this or not. I don't know if it was new. It might be from last year, but somebody reposted it today and I could not stop laughing. Did you know that John Dorsey, do you know the John Dorsey story on draft day? What he likes to do?
No.
He waits till teams are on the clock, right?
Okay.
And then he pranks their general manager.
That is so childish and awesome at the same time.
That makes me even more funny. Of a John Dorsey fan than I was before, knowing that, you know, he's just kind of hockey dad living around the community right now and still working with the Lions.
That's really funny.
I'm telling you, when I watch this video of these GMs that pick up the phone when they're on the clock, and they pick up the phone and they'll say, like, working a deal, and they'll hang it up. And they'll be like, they'll sit there and they'll be mad for a second. And they look at the people around. They're like, who was that? And he was like, it was Dorsey. And everybody starts laughing.
That's really funny.
We need to repost the video. It's hysterical.
That's really, really funny.
Bravo to him for doing that. I love it. I think it's so funny. At one of the calls they show, they're like, the GM ups the offer because they see the phones ringing, and they go, or the GM says, "Are you upping the offer?" And then they go, "Not now." And they hang up the phone, and somebody looks at them, and they're like, "Dorsey, it's awesome."
That's really funny.
It's absolutely awesome. So, yeah, let's get that back out so people can see that.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I sent it to you on Instagram in case you're wondering.
Beautiful. I'll see what I can do. We'll get it up on on Twitter.
All right, so here we go. You know, we're still trying to figure this thing out, where the Browns are going to go. There's a part. Oh, well, let me go back. Double O, because I know you brought that up.
Can I derail you a smidge?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no, I want to talk about that because, first of all, I think Double O has been a really good player on this team. Totally underrated. Came here, believed he was going to be a starter. They brought in Zadarius. Never said a peep about getting kind of put back to second team. They still use him like crazy. I think he's a really good player. And he's come up with big plays when we've needed him to. And I like Double O. I just think he's underused. But and part of it is like, okay, well, that's because you have Myles Garrett. So I get part of that too.
He's a veteran at a position where the Browns love to have a boatload of depth, but he is a veteran who's being compensated as such when I'm sure they want to see what Alex Wright can do.
Right.
I'm sure they're impressed with what Isaiah McGuire can do. And I'm sure they've got eyes on a couple guys in this draft that they would love to have here at defensive end as well. And you can't play everybody. So it kind of makes sense that they would do that. Not to mention, he's a veteran that they probably aren't going to hand another contract to. So you may as well move on from him now before you got to turn around and pay him again. Or let him walk for free. Or for a compensatory pick. It makes sense. I could see why they would do that.
Is Double O how they get back in? I don't know what he's worth.
Probably a fourth rounder. It is always amazing what established players are worth in the NFL.
That it's always less than you think?
Oh, God, yeah. Look,
the only guy that ever blew my mind on this thing was the Trent Richardson deal. The fact that the Browns were able to trade Trent Richardson for a first-round pick, regardless of what they did with it once they had it, still to think that they were able to get a first-round pick for him was just mind-blowing.
That was some serious sorcery. But, it always...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This makes me laugh how and this is where I give Andrew Berry a ton of credit because I know a lot of people love to slam Andrew Berry for his draft record. I give him a ton of credit for realizing that established players are probably more valuable to your team than Magic Beans. I give him so much credit for the fact that he's picking up the phone and going, "Yeah, I'll give you a fourth for Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, I'll make this move. I'll do this. I'll give you, whatever he gave up for, what was it, a fifth rounder or something like that for Amari Cooper?" He is so good at looking at this and going, "These are Magic Beans. These are established players. I would rather have the established player than the Magic Beans, especially if I know this guy can help me win." So I wonder how much of it falls into that, too, of maybe he's going to take some of these picks when these teams are, head over heels for their cheap Magic Beans, instead going, "I want your established players."
No, Amari Cooper was a third-round pick.
No, I think it was less. I think.
No, are you saying first
time? They got back.
Yeah, we got back. Okay. Is that what you were saying?
No, I was saying traded four.
Oh, traded four. I'm sorry. I thought that's why you said fifth, and I was like, no, it was a third. And so, coming and going. I get it. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
He's so good at that. So I partially wonder if this is going two different directions. So that's the oboe side. Now, you don't think that tips the pick at all, too, correct?
Amari is pick number 94, by the way, tomorrow. He'll be pick number 94. Ask that question again.
Do you think that the Oboe Okoronkwo rumor, does that tip the second overall pick at all?
I think he's a really good extra piece if you're trying to make a trade. The question is, what's the trade you're trying to make? Are you trying to get back up in the first round? Because you're probably looking at him and then another pick if you're going to do that to try to get back. And again, we're all sitting around here going, do the Browns need to get back up in the first round? I mean, is there anybody that thinks that they could walk away the Cleveland Buffaloes tonight? If the Browns wanted to try to get ahead of Pittsburgh and bring in Shadur? Is there anybody that believes that?
I think because there's probably a good amount of people who
do. A week ago, there were plenty of people talking about that. When they do this double dip thing in the first round, it hasn't turned out well. Do I need to say Justin Gilbert's name? Do I need to say Johnny Manziel's name?
I assume, I mean, first and foremost, they went to the pro day and they talked to the player. So they're already ahead of where they were with Justin Gilbert.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's a fair assessment, and I give you credit for that.
They've had a conversation. Therefore, they've done more scouting than they did on Justin Gilbert.
Jim is in Lyndhurst. Hey, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'm thinking along the lines you guys are thinking a little bit. At two, I would pick Travis Hunter, and then I would trade up if possible before the Steelers at 21 to take a quarterback.
Well, if you're doing that, you're just doing that for Shedeur Sanders, because it sounds to me like the Pittsburgh Steelers would be really happy to have Shedeur Sanders at 21. I don't, Steeler fan, you're probably calling and yell at me, don't talk for me, I'm a Steelers fan. I got to get my gum bands out and count them, but.
I'd be happy if Sanders, Howard, Milroe, or Dart, any of them, whichever the Browns want to pick of those. And then after that, I'd get Ohio State runner with my third pick, you know. So that'd be 1, 2, 3. Our offense would be fixed, I think. We'd be a normal team again.
Well, normal. What does normal mean around here? Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. I don't know if you're fixing the team. We haven't really had the debate about which Ohio State running back would you rather have. It's Travis Henderson, but Trayvon Henderson. But it's just by a hair. It's not, and it's because Trayvon I just think he's a little bit better at catching the ball out of the backfield. That's
it. He's more explosive.
Yeah, and there's just a little bit more there. I love both those guys, so I'm not gonna. I wouldn't be mad either way. Judkins has an ability to bust through the line when you need him to. Not that Henderson doesn't. There's a difference. There's a speed burst difference between the two of those guys.
I am always a sucker for the more explosive runner. I will always look at the guy who's got a little bit more juice and a little bit more speed over the guy who. And it's not that Junkins is slow in any way, shape, or form. I don't mean it that way, but he's a little bit more of a battering ram. And so I will always lean toward those guys who have that burst over the battering ram. So, well, that's just a personal thing. I don't want Shedeur.
You just don't want him straight up?
My problem with Shedeur, and if somebody wants to convince me, you're more than welcome. When your best assets are the fact that when you get slammed in the dirt, you get up, and you're really tough about that. And people talk about your leadership. And those seem to be your best assets and aren't things that you really do on the field. That's when I have questions. And especially when you start hearing things about that offense that Pat Shurmur was running, that's like, okay, we're gonna give you this easy throw, we're gonna give you this route, we're gonna keep it really simplistic. I don't like the fact that he fades right all the time. And some of that might be offensive line driven, but some of those sacks, of course, are on him too. I don't love the fact that a third of his throws were behind the line of scrimmage. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that I read and I'm like, I don't know if this is the road I want to go down. So I don't want to trade up for a quarterback because I just don't see it with these guys. If one falls to you, great. I don't want to trade back up.
Do you trust Andrew Berry? I'm going to lay out a little foundation for you when we come back. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 216-474-0092.